This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, joining us now is the, people that write within the gun industry about the gun industry, you know, hunting, outdoor stuff. This man is read more, his articles are read more than any other writer out there today, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be with you, Bill.
Are you feeling better?
I am. You know, Hopefully we'll get through without coughing too excessively into the microphone.
Well, that's the drama of live radio, though, Dean. I mean, you just can't get past certain things. So, don't be too concerned with that one. So, there's been a little bit of water's gone under our bridge since last time. I there's no way for me to have kept up with what you have been writing. So, what has captured your imagination?
Well, bear stories are always popular.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the fellow. Let's see, Greg Sapp, I believe his name is, who had to shoot a bear in self-defense on the second floor of a motel in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
I heard about that one. Let's talk about that one, okay? Tell me about Greg.
Well, he's had 10 years in the Marine. I guess there's no such thing as a former Marine, but...
No, well, you can be a former Marine, you can't be an ex-Marine.
Served in the Marine Corps for 10 years, and he was a Marine recon, so, those are pretty tough people.
Pretty tough people.
And he's now 53 years old, and he and his wife, Vicky, had arranged to visit a friend in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and it's a couple hundred miles from their home, so they had to drive a few hours to get there. And they have a dog, and they're apparently very think highly of their pet. They took the pet with them and had arranged to be in a pet-friendly motel. But when they got there, they found out that there had been a mistake, and they weren't checked into a pet-friendly room. So they had to scurry around and find another motel. And they found another one that was a Motel 6. So they ended up staying in that motel room, and because of various inconveniences and whatever, at about 11, a little before 11:30 in the evening, Greg went outside to get a smoke. It was cool in Gatlinburg, and about 47 degrees, according to my meteorological database, and he was wearing a jacket. And because he had this jacket zipped up, he knew it'd be difficult to get at his Kimber 45 in an inside-the-waistband holster, so he'd put it in the front right pocket, cocked and locked.
He was thinking.
Yeah, and I understand. I've made those sorts of decisions myself at different times in the past. Sometimes you have a jacket that you can just pull up, and sometimes you don't. And winter jackets are notorious for being difficult to get at something underneath them.
Yeah.
So he's at the rail on the second floor looking away from the motel. The room is on the corner of the breezeway, you know, a passageway that goes on the outside from one side of the motel to the other. There's a roof over it, but it's open air otherwise. And he's facing outward at this corner of the room and the breezeway. And he had left the door of the motel room open a little bit, a few inches, just so he could talk to his wife. And all of a sudden he hears, bam, crash behind him. And he turns around, and here's this big black bear with his paws on a tipped-over trash container about 20 feet from it. I mean, that's close. And his dog, I don't know if he had come out a little earlier, but he'd come out, and he peeks around the corner into the breezeway, and he makes the noise, you know, not quite a bark, more of a rah-rah kind of thing. And the bear hears it, jumps over the trash container, and starts and makes a woof as it lands, and starts coming at Greg full bore. And Greg goes into what we call tachypsychia, which is where everything seems to slow down. And it's a pretty common effect for people who are in a situation where they believe their life is in danger. I mean, severe right now danger. And people who've been in a car accident often experience it. Or even things like, you know, you see the high chair starting to topple over and you're trying to grab the baby before it hits the floor. Those type of situations, people can usually find some situation in their life where they can relate to it. And I recall, you know, in some traffic situations where you think, oh man, this is going to be close. And all of a sudden everything is sort of going in slow motion. Well, that happened to Greg with this situation. And he said that the Kimber just sort of appeared in his hand and everything was in like time lapse. And he said it seemed like it took forever. But the Kimber is in his hand and he starts firing in this heightened state of awareness. Tachypsychia basically means the speed of the mind. And as your mind speeds up, everything else seems to slow down. And he said he could hear the first three bullets hit. Boom, boom, boom. And then his ears started ringing, and he didn't hear the last three, which were fired at really close range. He thought under 3 feet. But tachypsychia distorts your whole space-time sense. So it's hard to know if it was exactly that close. But it was pretty close because the bear dropped his head at the last three shots and hit the railing about 2 feet from him and then turned away from him and goes down this walkway. He's got an empty Kimber in his hand. His wife Vicky's in the whole room, heard him. He yelled an unmentionable word on the air. And then Vicky had heard him scream, and she heard the shots. And to her, of course, they were very fast. Bam, 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 bam. The whole sequence from seeing the bear till the time it starts going away from him was probably only about 2 seconds. So Vicky gets to the outside, and she reaches it in time to see the back end of the bear going away down this walkway, and then it goes down the stairway and out into the forest. And she said it was so big. I interviewed both of these people on the telephone a couple of times. And she said it was so big it just seemed to fill up that walkway. And I'd say looking at the pictures, the walkway is probably about 3 feet across, maybe right. 3.5. And a really big black bear at that time of the year, and their estimates that this bear was from between, you know, 350 and 500 pounds, which is a big black bear.
All right, let me get you to hold up right there. We can finish the story on the other side because we're coming up on the break.
Very good.
Dean has written in excess of 3,000 articles, and a very good portion of them, probably nearly half of them, can be found at a website called Ammoland.com. That's where the guy, Freddie Reel, the editor and publisher of that website, he's the one that has christened Dean the most read gun writer in the world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, fresh off being, you had like a throat ailment, I guess, huh?
It was just a little virus, mostly just coughing. I didn't feel that bad. Just had a really sore throat, coughing, you know. My voice faded after a few minutes.
Yeah. We just couldn't have that. We couldn't have that. So now he's he's feeling better and he's back with us. So back to the bear and the former Marine. When we last left off, we were talking about the space they got to work in.
He had just shot it and was going down the walkway and got into the forest. And so they called the police. And the police came and investigated. And his wife, Vicky, looked around too. And they couldn't find any indication that any of the six shots he fired had hit the motel or the motel walls, the walkway or the railing or the ceiling. So it appears that all six shots went into the bear, which isn't too surprising since Greg and Vicky have their own private range on some of their land, and they practice quite a bit. So being a former Marine and practicing paid off, and he appears to have hit the bear all six times. But he was using an aggressive hollow point called the Federal HST, and it's designed for defense against humans.
I know. I've got three boxes sitting right here.
Yeah. And it expands really rapidly. It's supposed to be a very good defensive round.
Right.
And then the Kimber he was using is a Kimber Ultra Carry 2, and it only has a 3-inch barrel. So that decreases the velocity somewhat, probably not a huge amount, 10 or 15%. But the two things together, the aggressive expansion and then the shorter barrel, probably means that none of the bullets penetrated into the vitals of the bear. And they found a blood trail, so he did hit the bear, but the blood trail petered out after a while. And this is a big bear in November. And so at that time of year, with a plentiful food supply from the garbage around the area, that bear easily could have had 4 inches of fat underneath the skin. So you have a tough skin, 4 inches of fat, and the rounds don't reach the vitals. But apparently they hurt the bear enough that it decided it didn't want to mess with Greg and moved away. This is pretty common in black bear attacks, by the way, is that black bears are not like grizzlies, where if they get hurt, they just keep on attacking. Well, at least not all the time. In general, black bears are more likely to give up the attack if they get hurt. So they didn't find that, didn't decide that he had shot the bear illegally, but they charged him with reckless endangerment and illegally discharging a firearm within the city. And they impounded his Kimber Ultra Carry 2, which with his custom additions is about an $1,800 gun. So we don't know just what will happen. He's going to fight the charges. He has agreed to, he's already hired an attorney. Hopefully I will be able to talk to him when they resolve the case and see what happens. But Gatlinburg has a lot of black bears around it. They have, there's a tour group that runs what they call the trolley. It goes about 50 miles around there, sort of a bus. It's got black bears on the side. The police cars have got a picture of a black bear on the side. There are numerous stories about black bears in the city. And somebody had posted a video of a big black bear roaming around on the second story walkway of an Econo Lodge about 2 miles away from the Motel 6 where Greg was just a month before this happened. Might have only been 3 weeks. And so it might even have been the same bear.
Is this the bear they call the neighborhood bear?
I don't know, because there's a lot of bears there.
Uh-huh.
And when I talked to one of the neighbors at the motel, to try and get more information and to confirm what Greg had told me. And he said that he thought the bear might have come back. It might, because he saw a bear about 2 weeks later that looked like it could have been the same bear.
Right.
But he said it's hard to tell one big black bear from another big black bear. So that's how common they are around there. Now, if you talk to game officials, they'll tell you that having black bears get acclimated to having people around is a recipe for disaster for the bears and the people, because the bears lose their fear of people, and at some point, like what almost happened to Greg, some incident may happen where they feel either threatened or they just want to assert their dominance or whatever reason, and, you know, they bite or claw up somebody. So we will see what happens with this case.
Is there some ordinance? Well, you know what? We got about a minute and a half left. Let me ask you this. Is there some ordinance that would preclude somebody from defending themselves in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, against a bear?
Well, what they're using is reckless endangerment and, illegal discharge of a weapon, I think, inappropriately. I don't think those are meant to prevent self-defense, and I think that's what Greg's attorney will charge, and we'll find out. We'll cite, and I suspect we'll see that the charges eventually get dropped. But it appears to me they might view. I'm not inside the mind of the Gatlinburg people. They might view these bears as a resource to bring in tourists.
And yeah, but when a bear comes into the second floor of a motel, there's only so much recreation that I can imagine being in a closed in place with a black bear. But we're coming up on the next break. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, fresh off of being sick, thankfully back with us again, and you can find what he does on a daily basis. But you can find him weekly here on Wednesdays and Fridays, and you can find what he does every day, all day, at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a day of hearings wrapped up on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee, there were lots of fireworks.
Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Now, he was referring to comments made by Stanford professor Kamala Carlin, who brought Barron Trump, President Trump's son, into the fray in her comments and testimony. She did later apologize for those comments, but also added she would like President Trump to apologize as well for some of the things he's done. Ride-hailing company Lyft is being sued for the sexual assault of 20 female passengers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, author, instructor, activist. Where would you like to go now, sir? I haven't been able to keep up with what you got going on just because there's been so much time pass.
Let's talk about the judge in Missouri who says that the Missouri Constitution doesn't really mean anything other than what he wants it to mean.
This is one I've missed. Tell me about this.
Well, back in, let's see, I think 2014, citizens of Missouri passed a constitutional amendment to strengthen the right to keep and bear arms in Missouri. And you can understand why. The previous amendment wasn't entirely clear, and there have been plenty of attacks on the right to keep and bear arms that say, well, you know, it doesn't really mean this, it doesn't really mean that. So they crafted, very carefully crafted, an amendment that they believed would protect the right to keep and bear arms and not allow for judicial meddling, shall we say. And here's what it said. That the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in the defense of his home, person, family, and property, or when lawfully summoned in aid of the civil power, shall not be questioned. The rights guaranteed by this section shall be unalienable. Any restriction on these rights shall be subject to strict scrutiny, and the state of Missouri shall be obligated to uphold these rights and shall under no circumstance decline to protect against their infringement. Nothing in this section shall be construed to prevent the General Assembly from enacting general laws which limit the rights of convicted violent felons or those duly adjudged mentally infirm by a court of competent jurisdiction. Well, that sounds pretty clear to me.
Yeah.
And it strikes me that a whole lot of infringements should fall away under strict scrutiny under that constitutional amendment. And it seemed that way to a law professor at the University of Missouri. And so, and his name is Royce Barrandes. I may be mispronouncing it. Might be Barrandes. And he filed a lawsuit challenging a complete ban on firearms on University of Missouri campus, except for those granted special privileges by the university administration. And under that complete ban, you couldn't even have a firearm locked in your car on campus unless you went to the university and there was no procedure that was written down. You had to go to the administration and somehow get them to grant you permission to have that firearm in your locked in your car on campus. I mean, that's how complete this ban is. So he filed it, and because of the amendment, I think at least mostly because, the Attorney General of the state of Missouri got involved in the case, and they were on the side of the plaintiff, on the side of this professor who said, you can't just ban all guns from Missouri campus under this constitutional amendment that we just passed. Well, it's been going through the courts for a couple of years. It was moved to Cole County, where the university is that he filed his case against. And it was it bumped into and out of federal court as there was some jockeying over where it was going to be heard. And it was a bench ruling, not a jury trial. And this judge wasn't even a judge at the time the case was filed, which isn't all that relevant, except that at the time the case was filed, he was the policy coordinator for the Democrat governor, Nixon. And he was appointed to be a judge from being the policy coordinator. So he's a very political Democrat, and he got appointed to be a judge. Now, I don't know if he was appointed specifically to this position thinking he might hear this case. Doesn't sound like it's completely implausible. And he said, well, I read his opinion. And in the opinion, basically, he devotes most of his logic to the testimony of two university police chiefs. Now, university police chiefs in Missouri have special privileges under the law as it is, so they have a vested interest to maintain their privilege as being in charge of the only people who are allowed to legally have weapons on university campus. And they are employees of the administration, which is the target of the lawsuit, and whose administration is saying nobody should be allowed to have firearms on campus. So they've got vested interests that are separate from whatever their opinions might be. And they basically rolled out a number of opinions where they said, well, crime would probably go up, and we don't have much crime now, so there's no reason for anybody to have a gun except us, and it would make it hard for us to enforce law in other areas, and more guns might be stolen on campus, because if you have more guns on campus, you might have more guns stolen on campus. And in general, a large number of opinions that the judge used to justify his ruling. Now, strict scrutiny says if you're going to restrict a constitutional right, you have to narrowly structure the restriction to meet a government interest that is so necessary that you can't get it in other ways that are less restrictive. And what the judge essentially said was, well, these police officers said it'd be a bad thing, so I'm going to listen to them, and in the name of a public interest, we're going to uphold the rule, and it doesn't violate the Constitution at all. Because our Supreme Court said that this constitutional amendment doesn't really change any protections under the constitutional amendment. It just, you know, means that you have to be more more clear and more strict in protecting it. And it doesn't really mean that carrying outside the home is protected because, you know, there have been a lot of regulations on carrying outside the home over the last couple hundred years. So carrying outside the home isn't really protected under the Second Amendment or under our state constitution. And in general, I don't like it, is the way I read the ruling, and therefore we're going to say it's constitutional.
Okay, okay. We're coming up on the next break. I want to hear the conclusion to this when we get back. That's some interesting stuff. Some of these judges get quite full of themselves, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if they exist like alone in some echo chamber of their own where they just, nobody ever says, you know, Your Honor. Maybe that's not the way it goes, but I'll listen to your conclusion when we get back. And you can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we've been talking to Dean Weingarten as he finally gets to come back after a short week last week and being sick earlier this week and everything else. So, what was the conclusion with his honor?
Well, his honor basically said that the constitutional amendment doesn't change anything, and he doesn't see any reason why strict scrutiny doesn't apply to allow this regulation to stay in force. And he makes a lot of bizarre claims, in my opinion. For example, he says that the regulation banning all guns from university campuses, except for those few that are specifically allowed by the administration, is narrowly tailored to achieve the compelling interest of public safety. But if it's narrowly tailored to ban all the guns from the campus to achieve public safety, well, then it'd be narrowly tailored to ban all the guns from the state of Missouri to achieve the narrow interest of public, or the compelling interest of public safety in the whole state. I mean, it doesn't make sense that it would apply outside the university, inside the university, but not outside. And then he makes the claim that, you know, they have a compelling interest in preventing firearms theft. So we have to ban the guns from the university to prevent theft of firearms in the university. Well, by the same logic, you would say you have a compelling interest in preventing theft, so let's ban all private property within the university. Then there won't be any theft of private property in the university. I mean, this doesn't make any sense logically at all. But what we have seen is a long history of judges being willing to subvert the protections of the Second Amendment because of their political opinions. And this is particularly bad in what I would call people who subscribe to progressivism, because under progressivism, it's really a bad idea to limit government power at all. So they just hate the idea of any limits on government power. And the Second Amendment and state amendments that protect the right to keep and bear arms are severe limits on government power. After the Miller decision was a Supreme Court decision in 1939 that said that a sawed-off shotgun was not ordinary military equipment, therefore it could be regulated by the federal government. And the clear implication in the decision was that if something was military equipment, that it was protected by the Second Amendment. And yet you had an appeals court after that saying, well, the plain language would say that military equipment would be protected by the Second Amendment, but they could not possibly have meant that, so we reject that interpretation. I mean, you get it? They said the plain language says this, but it couldn't possibly have meant that. And it's just insane.
Right.
And then in Wisconsin, they passed a constitutional amendment to protect the right to keep and bear arms. Have been severely infringed on over the years. It was very plain language. And the Supreme Court justices said in one of the decisions I read, this is Wisconsin Supreme Court in this case, they said, well, that's not what the people really meant to do. We understand. You know, they didn't mean that protection.
Gotcha.
They just voted for it without really meaning that at all. So when you get judges that, in my opinion, are completely willing to subvert their integrity, their oaths of office, to get the political results they want, you get this kind of activism. And they only get away with it because they aren't called on it, or have not been previously, by the old media. I mean, can you imagine if in Wisconsin, the Capital Times and the State Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel all came out and said, how dare these judges violate their oaths of office? You know, those judges wouldn't last in office for very long. But instead, all these progressive media outlets come out and say, oh, that judge is wonderful. They really understand the law. They know what they're supposed to do. They're protecting the public. So that's how we get in the situation where these extremely political activist judges violate their oath of office and write absurd opinions, such as this judge in Missouri, in my opinion.
That judge thinks he's running a fife.
Well, just he was appointed directly from being the policy advisor or coordinator to a very Democrat leftist governor of Missouri, directly to being a judge that oversees this case. I don't expect him to change his political opinion when he put the robe on.
Right.
And his political opinions don't allow for limited government as a positive good. That's a big thing to remember about progressives. They don't think government should be limited.
No, they never think government should be limited. And the problem is that, you know, the more they demonstrate that, I think the more they're waking up people who want limited government. And sort of a self-defeating...
I think it is. And I think they only have gotten away with it for so long because most of the public has not been made aware of it. Because they just didn't have the media.
But it makes me wonder, see, like most of the places are in the coastal areas, right? This is where most of these leftist kind of thing.
Your cases,
they're on the coastal areas, which are supposed to be underwater, according to their global climate change nonsense. But all of their policy things and everything, which they have already enforced where they're at, one, they're never going to fly. I mean, I can't wait till Bloomberg gets out into middle America and is trying to campaign. Can't wait.
Well, he's bought some media already.
Well, but see, he's bought Bloomberg media. And that's the thing. Even the people outside of Bloomberg media are looking at what he has told Bloomberg media to not do, which is basically to report on him and investigate him. And they're saying, what are you guys doing here? I mean, you can't be doing that. Even CNN is saying that. So,
well, I think he's going to do it. I don't think he is going to become very, very popular. But he has got a lot of money, and he's got a lot of media directly under his control.
Right.
And he has a lot of data that he's collected to do very targeted ads at particular people. They think a lot of the Bloomberg money is what managed to swing Virginia from a red state to a blue state. So I wouldn't completely discount him. I don't think the American people want what he's selling, but on the other hand, he does have a lot of money.
Well, see, the thing about money in politics, though, money in politics, all that can do is buy advertising. And, you know, Trump last time, Trump was outspent by Hillary Clinton 3-1.
Yes.
Trump was outspent he spent the least amount of money in the Republican primary, and he spent the least amount of money in the general election. So he doesn't need it.
The money is not the most critical thing, but it can, you know, it's still very helpful.
If you got to get your word out. But, I mean, Kamala Harris, she was doing pretty good in fundraising. What happened to her?
How many million did Jeb Bush spend?
He spent $150 million to never poll above 4%.
Yeah. You know, that's to say that money has lost a lot of influence in American politics.
It has. It has. There's a lot of ways to disseminate things. We're running out of time. Will you be back with me on Friday?
Yes, that's my intention.
Outstanding. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure.
All right. We will be back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.